WRGX 218 monitoring.
WSFC 793, listening.
Good for a while, you know.
Nobody can cook like her. I mean, I say it, I don't care. You know, he's like a guy, man. He's eating good for a while there. So, it sounds like you had a good time out there in the boat. You guys catch stuff?
Yeah, Roger, for sure. I caught, I'm the only one who put fish in the boat yesterday. I put two in the boat, one at 15 and one at 18. And then the guys caught, I think they got like eight. So, we trimmed them all up, and Frank's bringing all that fish home. So he's probably got 20-some fish.
Wow. That's cool, man. That's some good eating there. I think I said that yesterday when I talked to you on the phone, and I said that's some good eating there. I didn't know if you were catching or releasing or catching the keep, but, you know, but now I guess I know. So what you got planned for today?
Still drinking coffee, trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the day. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I need some coffee. I'll go out there, there's nothing in the thing. I'll just go to Keurig and take care of business. But I gotta have me some coffee here. But I'm happy that, well, not happy, but my eyes not bothering me or nothing. I don't know what that was all about. That was just some strange business. But, I had to open it with my fingers. I had to grab my eyelash and help open it. It felt like somebody put a thing of glue on my eyeball and closed it. And then, like I said, it hurt. It was hurting, and I was trying, you know, I was taking, you know, tamping it with paper towel and stuff, and then the damn thing hurt, so I laid back down. Now everything's fine. Everything's back in order. I'll go figure that out, but I'm going to go find me some coffee.
Yeah, it's the same thing when we were kids. You'd wake up with sleep in your eyes, and you probably got something inside of your eyeball, and it starts stinging, I'm sure. But, I don't think it's no big deal. Like I say, you got a little bit of sleep in your eyes, all it is.
Yeah, that's what I know what you mean, and that's what I thought. That's what I figured, but it got into my eyeball or somehow, how the hell that happened, I don't know. Yeah, because there's times I'll get up and, you know, the corner of your eye there, next to your nose, you'll pull that little bit of sleep out sometimes. Not every time, but there's times I get that, yeah. And somehow, I guess, it got into my eye itself, real sticky or whatever, but it was hurting good when I laid back down. When I laid down, it didn't hurt really much. I didn't, you know, like I said, then I just, next thing I knew, I woke up and everything's everything, so I have to start my morning a little later today, I suppose. I gotta go. I'll get back with you. I'm gonna go find me some coffee, and I'll be back in here and monitor WSOG 793. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Get a hold of me on the landline. We'll just take it from there. Anyways, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. I'll be monitoring.
That'd be RAF 504 listening. WSFZ 793. Fresh cup of coffee in hand. And I'm listening.
Node 710 connected to node 700. Node 710 disconnected.
Well, but as bad as it is out here, I guess it's safe to assume that our Our fellows up there to the north haven't linked us back up yet. WSOZ 793 is listening.
WSFZ 793 from WRQK 908, Richmond. How you doing, Dave?
Hello, 908. Good morning to you. Doing all right. Drinking some coffee. I got up a little late today, so drinking some coffee, trying to get the head together there. How you doing?
Pretty good on this Memorial Day. Son's over here from a visit from Tacoma, and we just went out to get a skillet for breakfast, and boy, was it good. But good to hear your voice. I imagine you're probably making the Macomb repeater your home now that they replaced it. And again, this is Tim, Tango India Mike from Richmond. We talked before, but I couldn't really get through because of the former repeater. But good that we got that repaired, and I'm sure you're probably enjoying it.
Yeah, Roger, Tim. Yeah, I remember you. I remember talking to you. When you said Richmond, I was looking up on my roster here to see. I remember talking to you. You had difficulties, and you were talking about they were supposed to, you heard that they might run a repeater out of Richmond or something. I remember us talking, but yeah, good talking to you. Good to hear you. Well, whatever you do, you're sounding good. Since he fixed the Mount Clemens repeater, yeah, I made it my home. No more diesel noise in my transmit and everything there. Roger.
Yeah, that's good. I figured that would happen because before you started, way back when Macomb was working fine, from where you're at, your home QTH, I knew you'd probably be doing Macomb. And well, once they fixed it, I figured that, yeah, you don't need the diesel noise, and who knows when that'll get fixed. But you got to do whatever's available, whatever best available, and now you're back here hitting Mount Clemens. So you're sounding good yourself, Dave. And I won't keep you at all, but I just want to say happy Memorial Day, and nice weather we're having for once. It's great.
Yeah, Roger, Tim. Well, as for the day, it seems like it's all coming together pretty good. It looks like a nice day. It ain't cold. I got my fans running in the window, and I don't know. It just feels like a really good day out there. So, yeah, you got that right. Yeah, well, I used to get on the Mount Clemens, and everybody would say I sounded better than on Detroit, but then the repeater would start doing its thing, and, you know, with everybody, even them talking to me, they'd be breaking up. And so I just stayed with Detroit. You know, some days the noise is loud, some days it wasn't, but at least people could hear what I was saying without all the hashy breakup mess. And then, yeah, he did a great job on this repeater. I mean, everybody that used to come through it, they used to break up and I couldn't talk to them. Now they come through so nice and clean. You're sounding really good yourself. I'm pretty sure you're going through Mount Clemens there, Roger.
WRQK 908. Yep, that's correct. Hit Mount Clemens. I think I'm on medium, so it's a 10 watt. Yeah, before I couldn't do it because, like you said, Mount Clemens, when it was bad, it was just fading out. You'd be good for a little bit, but then you'd fade out. And of course, you and I tried. I tried to hit Detroit from here, but that's not going to happen. Not without a Yagi or something. But It doesn't matter now. He took the Motorola out for repairs, and he replaced it with that Kenwood. So I think we're on a Kenwood now, and we greatly appreciate that. And I know you would like it, and all the other guys that are regulars will like it. So, all right, I got to get, but just wanted to say, hey, I'm up north, but not quite as far up north as you were thinking for the other guys up there. But I'll say 73 to you, and after your final, WRQK 908, Richmond.
Roger that, Tim. I wrote your name in your call letters, and everything down here. I'm gonna put it up in my log on my computer. Get you up in the log. All right, my friend. Well, it's great talking to you. I remember you and everything. Like I said, it's great talking to you. You're sounding good. Sound like you're having a good day there. So you have yourself a good rest of the day. And I guess I'll just do it as the day brings, I guess. I'll catch you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger that, Dave. WRQK 908. We're clear.
Courage is a crap engine. You should have bought one with a Bridge and Stratton on it.
He's a killer.
WSFZ 793. Fresh cup of coffee. And I'm listening.
Morning. Morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, right back to you, Sean. What's happening out there?
Not much. I was thinking about connecting up the two hubs for a little bit while I can babysit in case any of the buffoons come out.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. Don't blame me though if the goons show up again. But that'd be cool, man. I got a lot of contacts out there who would say hello, but you know, it's got nothing to do with me. I don't mean, you know, it revolves around me. I'm just saying that'd be great there, okay?
All right, well, if you got a fresh cup of coffee and you're at the radio, let me do it. WRU 850.
Roger, Roger, thank you.
Node 710 connected to Node 700.
WRUU 850.
WRUU 850, WSBM 993, copy.
Yes, sir, I do. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Sean. I was just curious, are they going to reconnect the repeaters back up again, or is that not going to happen? I was just kind of curious.
Nope. I'm just, if I've got, you know, a little bit, an hour to babysit, I'll connect them. But, no, there's no, they're even reluctant allowing this, so I gotta watch it pretty carefully.
Hear that? So it's gonna be a permanent thing then basically is what you're saying, that it's not gonna be a relink then, eh?
Well, I don't make the decision on that, but my feeling is no. My feeling is that it's the owners up your way have no interest in connecting to the repeaters down here, so. If I had anything to say about it, I'd tell you, but I don't, so I can't say. But I don't get the impression that it's coming back.
Yeah, I thought you were the owner of all of them or whatnot, but I guess you aren't. So, okay, I get it. But, yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you again, WSBM 993.
All right, I'm going to be here listening. I'm not going to be on the air. I'll try to keep it up for an hour or so while I'm right here and within an earshot with my finger on the trigger. And see if we can get a hold of Sheboygan Bob, let him say hi, and see if we can get Jack in there, and see if everybody can say hi real quick while I got it up.
Hey, John, WSB892.
Go ahead.
Hello, Sean. It's Greg, WSB892.
Yep, hello, Greg. I'm going to go get myself a cup of coffee. I'll be listening. I just wanted to have a little link-up period here just to give everybody a chance to say hi.
Yeah, roger that. I heard you. Just throw this out. I would be interested in supporting a repeater up this way, willing to pay for it, and if you would help administer it, we would eliminate the issue of repeaters owners up here not wanting to participate, because I do.
No, it's a little bit more convoluted than that, so I appreciate the offer and all that stuff, but I'm still firmly linked up with the guys up there. It's convoluted. So, but I do appreciate the sentiment and the idea. So I'll keep it in mind. All right, let me jump out of here. Let me turn it loose here for a little bit. See how long we can get away with it before a $10 Bofang rains on the parade.
We'll catch you later, WSB.
All righty. Take care. WRU 850.
850. I got everything, John. You don't have to say it. Thank you anyhow. WRU 848.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. Thank you, John.
Yeah, WSOZ 793, one more time. Thanks, Sean, for doing that. Wave hello to my boys up to the north. And just say good morning out there while all the repeaters are kicking. I'm going to wave good morning to all my boys up there to the north. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Hello, 793, WSOZ 810.
Good morning, time 810. What's happening over?
Yeah, been busy on the air much the last couple of days, and just kind of came on to all the Cummins and Cummins and trying to catch up on what's going on. But other than that, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Seems like it's a real nice day out. Just a little bit of trouble getting the cobwebs out of my head this fine morning, so I'm slamming down all the coffee I can and trying to get my head together. Are you mobile?
I'm portable right now out in the yard.
Yay! WSTU844. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Welcome back, too, I guess. Yeah, Paige, you're sounding good. You come in good, but then sometimes it fuzzes a little bit and comes back like you're walking around or something.
Yeah, I'm bouncing back and forth trying to get the vehicle cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. Hang on a sec. Sherman, where you at?
I'm right here at the home.
Roger that. You kicked the mind for about an hour or so. So while I don't want to crowd up the band, but I want to say hello to my people up there that I ain't had a chance to say hello to. So I thought you were mobile for a second there. You sounded pretty good there.
Roger, roger. Nope, I'm sitting at home. We just got done eating breakfast, took the dog out, messing around with the camera, just enjoying the day. So, hey, good hearing your voice. And, yeah, Paige, good hearing you, too. It's been a while. So I'll let you all get back to chit-chatting and everybody else get a chance to chit-chat. WFTU 844, you all have a great day. And remember, happy Memorial Day, and remember those who gave up their lives to save ours. We're monitoring.
Yeah, Roger, that's a must. That was cool to say. That was cool of you to say that, because it is true. It's true, man. Anyway, Paige and Sherman, I'm going to go ahead and monitor, because these people want to get in here and say hello to their northern friends like I just did. But if I don't talk to either one of you today, y'all have a good holiday. Great talking to you.
I'm 993 mobile monitoring.
Station 544, WIZP 544, WSFG 793. I'm going to put a no contact on WIZP 544 this morning. WSFG 793 listening.
93 WSPM 993, copy.
Morning time 993. It's been a few days there. You know how everything works, man. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Temporarily back up and running, but not for long. It won't be.
Yeah, Roger that. That's what he said. It ain't gonna affect me none, because there ain't nothing you can do about it. So there's no need to complain or anything to hell with it. That's the way it works, you know. It's just life. It's only a radio. But, yeah, you're sounding good, man. I always have to reach over and pull the volume back a little bit when you key down, Roger.
Roger that. Well, just wanted to jump in there real quick and say hello to you, man. I'm going to get back to monitor here and picking my friend up, so. But good hearing from you again, Dave. WSBM 993 Mobile.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's always good to hear from you, man. Been a few days, and, you know, but you know how it is anyway, but you sound great, as usual. I don't know anybody out there really who sounds as loud as you do. I'm not sure, but it don't matter anyway. It's working perfectly, so ain't no need to nitpick. I'll talk to you later, my friend. You have yourself a good morning. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
My friend, likewise. WSBM 993, clear, mobile, and monitoring.
Good morning, Chad. WSGU 844, just waving the antenna at you, and have yourself a good day.
You also, Sherman, WSBM 993.
I copy your radio check. You're a little crackly, but you're readable. WSBA 633, signing on, listening.
WSGH-922 on the mobile.
Morning, Greg, 922, WSOZ-793.
You're still waking up, huh? It's morning. It's afternoon. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right. I switched over to apple juice, man. That coffee's starting to rumble my stomach pretty good, so I switched over to apple juice there. Yeah, doing all right. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day there, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. 70 degrees, no wind, perfect. We're just out running around getting some food supplies, and we're going to cook out.
Yeah, Roger, that sounds like a good time, man. It sounds like fun. I miss them days. But it is what it is. You're sounding good. Actually, I wouldn't even, for the most part, I wouldn't even think you're mobile, man. You're coming in so good there, Roger.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, it's just a little 5-watt head radio. But I'm only 6 miles away from the repeater, so it works good in the truck.
Yeah, Roger that. You using the radio with the antenna connected to it, or you got it hooked up to a magnet mount or something?
I just got a 771G and screwed onto the handheld right now.
Yeah, Roger, that's a great antenna. I got one on my ball hanging. It hits the repeaters that I want to hit. It's a great antenna. Yeah, it's working really good. I mean, you sound, for having the handheld with the Nagoya antenna on it, it sounds really good. They're okay for 5 watts.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good reports from this little radio, so, it's been good. Got a couple of them, so. All right, Dave, well, good hearing you. I think you've been shut down for a couple of days, but good hearing you out there, and hopefully we'll talk again. WSG, thank you, too. We'll be clearing your file.
Yeah, Greg, very good. Good hearing from you. It's been a few days and everything and stuff, but you know, at least you got to talk to you a little bit there. Anyway, you take care of yourself and you have yourself a good holiday too. Good afternoon time to you. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
SAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
This is WSID 817, I'm monitoring.
810, this is WSAA 336, how you doing, Mike?
Mr. Chuck, how are you doing today? I am doing well. I just got back from my camping trip here, so I figured I'd flip the radio on and see who's listening.
Fantastic. How'd it go?
It was a flawless event. No events. No porcupine quills. No injuries of any kind, no boat trouble of any kind. Man, it was a great relaxing weekend. I took a bunch of naps and took a lot of pictures, made some good food. Yeah, it was a great weekend. I came back just now, and traffic was a little bit hectic on the way back, but other than that, it was great.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you had a good time, Mike. Yeah, porcupine quills in a dog is not good. Well, hey, I'm just about to my destination. I just wanted to reach out and say hi. Happy Memorial Day to you, my friend. And I'll talk to you later. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, station 336. Have a happy Memorial Day, and if I don't talk to you, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow, but have a good day and a good rest of your day. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and monitoring.
817. Good afternoon time. WSOC 793.
Mr. Dave, how are you doing today? I just got back from my camping trip. I was trying to reach you Friday morning, but I didn't hear any copy from you. Were you busy doing something?
Well, I'm not sure. Where are you located at?
Yeah, copy that. I'm up here in Saginaw again, Saginaw Township. I'm coming off the Saginaw repeater.
Hey, Roger, that was a stupid question. I have to look up at my log. It tells me where you're at. Geez, I'm riding the short bus today. I don't know if it was Friday, but the repeaters up there were disconnected from the repeaters down here. I'm not going to go into all of it, but they ended up disconnecting all the repeaters up there except for Bay City from the repeaters down here from Detroit and Mount Clemens. They just turned them on. They just turned them on like about an hour ago or something there, okay?
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I guess I didn't miss very much over the weekend then, radio-wise anyway. But I took my ham radio up north, and I tried to make contact with a handful of repeaters, and I wasn't able to hit any of them, so I was contactless all weekend. It was just me and my dog.
Yeah, Roger. Well, if I understand right, if I heard right, so, because, you know, I'm saying if I heard it right, all the repeaters up by you were still networked to each other. They just disconnected the networking of them repeaters to these repeaters down here. I don't know. Somebody got up and started acting like a clown, or I don't know what it was. My buddy told me, 902 told me he heard the whole thing. He said it was around midnight or something. I was already in bed. But I guess, I don't know. It's a mess. But he kicked them back on and linked them up here. We're going to see how it works out. And you know what I'm saying.
USB 993.
Let me grab a pen and a piece of paper, because since you said that you were familiar with short bands, am I making the right assumption that you're also a ham on the other side as well?
No, sir, I'm not. Got you in there, Chad. No, sir, I'm not a ham. There, go ahead.
All right, yeah, I figured I'd ask, because there are repeaters in Mount Clemens, both a 2-meter and 70-centimeter, that are really close, that are also repeated up here. So anyway, all right, I figured I'd ask. I guess I'll let Chad speak. This is WSID 817. I'm going to take a break for a moment.
All right. 93, WSM 993, copy.
I doubled up just then.
793, WSBM 993.
All right, come on, Chad.
Roger, did I hear you say that they are keeping them linked now?
No, from my understanding what he said, he's going to run them for an hour or two, or hour or so, and babysit them. And see if the if the idiots or whoever it is comes popping out, then they're going to...
Copy, much of that transmission, 793, it broke up.
Yeah, what else is news there? Is this any better?
You're good now, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, he said he was going to run them for an hour or so and going to babysit and see if any of the idiots come running back out. If they do, he's shutting it off. He's shutting them down. But, I don't think, he didn't say anything about leaving them on. He said he'd run them for an hour and that's about it.
I hear that, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, I can, you're absolutely right, Dave, but it's not my call. They're not my machines up there. It's a decision they've made, and I got to respect that. They have given me permission, as long as I'm babysitting it, they've given me permission to link it up for a little bit. I figured I'd do that, let you guys chat and all that stuff, but it's their wishes, and I'm not going to go against that. So anyhow, so I got it linked up here, and as long as I can stay here with my finger on the trigger, I'll let it run. But I am getting, it's been about an hour now, and I got to get out the door and get some things taken care of. But for now, like I said, I figured I'd let you guys chit-chat. All right, I'll be listening to WRUU850.
That's John. We always appreciate you, man. Much appreciated. Definitely. WSBM 993. All right, 793, Dave. Sounds good, my friend. We'll be in touch, and... we'll talk with you. Be clear on your final WSBM 993.
Yeah, Roger that. What Sean just said, that I was going to say in the next key down, that he doesn't have that much say so over the ones up there or whatever. However he runs it, whatever the case may be. I was going to say, though, that the guys up there that run him, he has a deal with them and everything. If they don't want him linking it, then he won't. He's going to link it. He don't want to get them mad at him and everything. But let's just see how it goes and drop the whole thing, If they're linked up, let's just see how it goes. Anyway, I'll catch you later. You too, Sean. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Hey, Sean, is this, I didn't catch your full call, your GMRS call sign, but is this U8FU on the other side?
Yes, it is.
Copy that. I do hear you occasionally on the ham repeaters. This is KSAEDQ on the other side.
Yep, I recognize the voice, so. And, of course, those are always up and running, so like you see, you can always go there for that kind of stuff. There's 100 ways to talk around the state there, so. All right. Take care. I'm going to get out of here for a bit, clear out, and probably going to be shutting this down for a little bit, very shortly, so I can run out, do some errands, stuff like that. And I think during the day we're probably safe. Maybe I'll come in if I can attend. If I can attend to it, I'll link her back up for a little bit after I get back. But I'll let everybody know when I'm taking it down. WRUU 850.
Copy that, WRUU 850. Yeah, I'll let you... Hey, but thank you. I didn't realize you're so involved with the radio community. So, I'd like to learn more about you in the future. But I'll let you go for now. 73s if I don't talk to you. And, this is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Frank, I heard you key up, but Sean keyed up in there. Go ahead.
I was just telling Sean, thank you for going through all the trouble. He's got to go through a couple guys out there.
Yeah, we do appreciate them. That's all I was getting to. I'll be standing by monitoring.
Yeah, I'm sure he realizes that. He's been told that a lot, you know. It is appreciated. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I'm sure he knows that it is greatly appreciated, though. You still waking up? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll get all the online.
Yeah, all right. Very good, guys. All right, I'm going to sit back and listen. WSOZ 793 is listening.
Node 710 disconnected.
All right, it's down. Catch you guys in a bit. WRU 850.
Roger, roger.
WSET 257 mobile and monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. WSHR 566 to WSCN 793, that yours on.
No copy on your last bit of state.
W556 mobile monitoring. SHW556 monitoring. HW556 radio check.
Yes, CK81, stand by.
WSHR 566 WSFZ 793, you out there?
WSAI 847, you're on, Jack? WSAI 847, Cleveland listening.
WFS 793 from WSHR 566. You got yours on?
WSBM 924.
You hear me now?
All static.
WSBI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WIAD 48, clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIAD 48, copy. Station 922. Station 922. WIAD 48, copy. WIAD 48, clear. KFA. WIAG 48, go ahead, Dang.
WSAI 47. Hey, how you doing, Jack? Yeah, I got a couple repeaters. Heads are dying on each other, but I got you in there. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm driving back home in West Bloomfield. Roger.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, that was nice and clear that time. No problem at all. So, yeah, I might have heard. I guess they disconnected some of the links, I guess, up north, I guess. If you heard anything like that?
Oh, they're back online right now. They're back online. Anyhow, how you doing?
Hey, okay, no problem. Oh, good, good. Just been looking around and finally got some nice clear skies to get the Trobo back up your way. So, hey, your Tigers are doing real good there. I hope they do real good this year.
Yeah, Dan, they're doing really good, excellent job they're doing out there. I think they're going to go all the way in. I'm maybe about 99.5, they're going to go all the way in, I think.
Oh yeah, it's a long, it's a marathon in the major leagues. So yeah, it's definitely got to keep the injuries down there. So yeah, they'll be okay. That's good. So they got a good manager there. So yeah, and hope the Lions can get things going too. I hope they guys do good there too. So we'll see.
Yeah, they will. Hey, by the way, you're sounding excellent. I've been trying for you about 3-4 days, and I couldn't get nothing.
Yeah, I just got the repeater about two marks on this Midland here on the S meter, so it's not full scale, but I got you in there. I definitely tell you're mobile, but you're doing fine. A little bit of mobile clutter there, but you're doing good there. So you're still using that 2x4 antenna, right?
To that 2x4 and also my DB 20G with a 2x4.
Hey, okay. Yeah, you can't go bad there. That's great there. That's working out for you. So, anyway, I'll be listening out, I guess. Good to get a hold of you again. And I'll keep listening on this great system you guys got. So you take care of yourself there, Jack, and always good to hear you. WSAI 47 Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Good. Dan, good to hear you out there. And yeah, I got to be listening. I'll be listening too, anyhow. But the weather is really clear here. It was 72 degrees. It was very, very good weather. All right, James, take care. Good talking to you again. We'll talk again. On this side or the other side, it doesn't matter. WIAG 48.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844.
Station 847. Station 847. WIAD 48. You still there, Dank?
WSAI 47. Yeah, go ahead, Jack. You're a little rough with mobile flutter, but go ahead.
Can I tell you, I got contact on the 10 meter was at three places, Kentucky, New Jersey, and Mexico. I was talking to them.
Hey, okay, sounds great on 10 meters, that's awesome. Now, that's yeah, you just got to keep working it there, and you'll get it for sure. Yeah, the band was kind of knocked out last month or so. We had a big solar issue going on, kind of knocked things down, but sounds like you got it going there. Yeah, you got to keep working it, Jack. You'll be there.
I just had, yeah. And really, it was a good thing to do. I had some barbecue and a couple of beers. And we had a
Jack, yeah, you're in a little rough area there, but I got you there. Hey, you have a great drive. Be careful out there, and we'll talk again soon. Hopefully the conditions will keep going here for a little while. Anyway, you have a good one. WSAI 847.
Good talking to you again. Take care. WIND, Brady.
WSIE 375, testing my new radio, anyone copy? Thank you, sir. You're a little bit broken up.